hear that? That's when your plumbing system's failing. You know what else I realized? The utility tub's backing up again when you run the wash. I just had all the lines cleared. Not even that long ago. Like, every line in the house cleared. And I'll be darned if it's not backing up again. It's just failed plumbing system. It's connected to the problem, we realized, with the plumber, the hot water, not giving you hot water in the shower. They, like, sometimes you get 2 minutes, sometimes you'll get, if you're lucky, you get like 5 or 6 minutes, and that's like a gift, you know what I mean? That's like the best Christmas gift ever. I got one of those Christmas gifts. I took a shower a little bit ago. Because I know tomorrow's going to be a busy day, Monday's going to be a busy day. Contractors, furnace guy, just getting everything together. Like I said, you know, I'm taking this on, like taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. I'm not waiting on anybody. Not my mom. She sat there and said for months, God, I lost track of how many damn months. Well, 5, 6, 7 months. Don't mention me on podcast, or don't mention me on the computer. All right, I'll mention you on the podcast. It's different. It's not the same as computer. It's a podcast. Oh, how many months? She said, oh, I'll look for you. I'll look. Because, you know, I was undecided. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be a homeowner again. This house is like a nightmare, and it makes you never want to be a homeowner again. It's a money pit part two waiting to happen. I waited. I'll help you find, look around for rentals and stuff. Allow your fur kiddos. And that was like months ago. And sometimes people just tell you whatever you want to hear. It's just whatever I wanted to hear. It's fine. There's plenty of places, you know. It's just damn expensive. It's cheaper getting a mortgage, you know. And I was hesitant. I want to be a homeowner, but hell with it. You know, it's cheaper just as loan officer said, just getting a mortgage, you know. It's cheaper than paying $3,000-$4,000 for rental. And they're going up, you know. $2,500 is a standard anymore, you know. And then you have some private owners. They don't want young kids. I ran into that 3 times, and I'm not joking. But I'm like, you know, it's just... got the credit stuff situated with LexisNexis, whatever the hell, last year, Eric's crashes and that, and had me named under it, and hell, I wasn't even damn car, I knew where the hell he was, so they fixed that. You always have to have an attorney like fires. What the hell's up with that, you know? If I would have sought legal counsel 11 years ago, I wouldn't have gone through half of the damn bullshit, excuse my French, that I did for 11 years. If I would have sought legal counsel and stuck with it, and Lord knows I had legal counsel in times, and legal counsel even was like, it's the craziest. Well, they didn't even say it. They said it more terms than they needed to. I'm just going to say it in short layman terms for them. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Craziest stuff I've ever seen. Stay the hell away from them. Period. It's best for you to stay the hell away. This is not good stuff, you know. And some people go to the extreme of fabricating, falsifying, lying under oath, doing some really vile, manipulative, narcissistic, cult-like stuff. Stay the hell away from them. I did. And my life turned around. I can't get that time back. You can't. Like I said, I hurt myself. I hurt my health, most importantly. And I lost valuable time. You know, I had sick fur babies. Just if I had sick kids, there'd no respect at all. Knowing what I was dealing with. Most importantly, I had no respect. They had no respect for me and my goddamn health. They had zero respect and you know it. Still listen to the podcast because they're nosy. That's narcissistic people for you. But if I would have sought legal counsel and was smart 11 years ago and I went through half the bullshit. But life goes on. You live and learn. And I come out on the other side. You know, climb the mountain. The other side was a hell of a battle. But I made it to the top and I looked down. And I said, here we go. All the way. And I made it. I'm a forever changed person. Not the same. But I softened a lot. Don't argue with people. It's wasted precious, valuable energy. That's my precious gift. And I'm selfish as hell, selfish season. I'm not going to waste my damn time on anybody. If you have no respect for me, now I'm going to respectfully remove myself. Amen. I'm not looking back anymore. But, yeah, I thought I had legal counsel. I don't know how many people have said that to me and how many people are probably shaking their head listening to this like, yep, you wouldn't have gone through any of it. And I wouldn't have. You know, I wouldn't have to deal with the extra stuff. It's like getting, you know, a really good meal and you say you don't want this extra on it. And yet in the back, the cook and chef will still put extra on it and just ruin the whole damn meal. That's what it was extra. I don't want to deal with that. You know, I learned with therapy to forgive myself for not sticking up for myself the way I should have, respected myself, self-love, self-respect, and gave back a million times over, worse. But I had a judge that did it for me twice and saw quickly like that through the bullshit, fabricated, falsifying, lying ass, fraudulent shit. Excuse my French. We'll leave it there. Move on, you know? Move on. That's, you know, it's the past. And I forgave myself and I made peace. But I don't forgive them. I never will. Period. And I don't have to. That's my decision, my gift, my right. You know, people don't apologize and they're narcissistic as hell and they don't want to own up to things they've done absolutely asinine, absolutely ass crazy. That's narcissistic, arrogant as can be. I don't want to be around it. I don't want nobody like that in my life, period. Period. I mean, look at what I was talking about with the roofer just when we got the schedule mixed up or whatever the situation was, it doesn't matter. And lost their cool, became salty and spicy as hell. Like I said, but hottest damn Taco Bell burrito there is. And old me would have fired back. I just stood there. Security camera footage showed it. Okay. I'm not doing your roof. Find somebody else. Schedule, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. Some text message, wish them well. The thing is the roofer apologized. And these people done a million times worse than any roofer. Knowing I was sick. And still feels the need so arrogant as hell that they don't need to apologize. Sit down with God. Explain it to him when the time comes, okay? Because I'm over it. Time ran out a long time ago. The sands of time and the hourglass is empty. I moved on. And I continue filling my life with good people, good souls. But I'm very quick to pick up our narcissistic behavior, arrogant behavior, and pure arrogance. Vile, vindictive, nasty-ass behavior. I pick up on it really quick. And if I do want somebody, someone new, I remove myself. Yeah, just not vibing, you know. I wish you well, though. Take care. That's it. I don't answer any more text messages or responses or phone calls. I'm sorry. I don't. This is my life. It's selfish using my time, and I've put too much time and effort into people that have done some vile-ass stuff, and I don't do it anymore. I will focus on me, and I'm actually back to being, one word, happy. And little baby Blue was meant to be. You know, I didn't have to have a veterinarian keep telling me, Snorio needs a companion. He's depressed still and needs a companion. It will completely change him, but it changes the dynamics of your life, your household, your happiness. You're missing, you know, I always had a husky, but I've always had a companion with the other dog. And like that, things changed. And that void and that happiness that you lose when you lose a fur baby, you know, I believe that, you know, you have another part of your heart open and they're sent. You know, sent from heaven meant to be. It took months. I had someone else off for a pup. It didn't feel right. And at the last minute, I backed out because it just didn't feel right. So it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And she is every bit identical to baby Blue and little Blue combined with the intelligence of Crystal Blue. I've always had huskies. Once you have a husky, you understand the behavior of huskies and how to raise them, and it's really easy. If you've never had a husky, I wouldn't suggest it. You have to really understand, learn the breed, how to keep them occupied, happy. You know, they can be extremely destructive if you don't know how, you know, to raise them right. And she was an oopsie smartest of the litter. Oopsie. And I chose Oopsie out of the oopsies and pick of the litter. And they said she's above, you know, her learning capability at her age, and she truly is. Potty train was crazy. She learned how to be potty trained in 2 days. She goes to the door because she follows Snorio every lead. And when you have an older companion dog, you know, and they're calmer and they understand things and that, the pup will follow the lead. It's almost like he's raising her. And they are really coming like best of friends. My life is so much easier. I can go places, attend appointments, and do things without bringing Snorio with me because he has separation anxiety. He doesn't need to be on any meds anymore for separation anxiety. He's on his meds that he needs to be on now. We raised some dosage of a few meds, took one away, added one on just for underlying medical conditions. That's normal. Things happen when dogs get older, and he'll be 9 in a few months. But I mean, the happiness too, and the laughs and the smile, and the house feels whole again. Temporary house being listed July 1st. I talked to the title company and an attorney that I spoke to last year, and I called his office again in the county, and I said, hey, listen, I talked to you, and he pulled up my name and file, and I said, I'm getting ready to finally sell the house. And he's like, that's wonderful. I said, it took me a while, but there's just some things from storm damage, last 3 storms, need to fix and get taken care of. And I've had to tinker around, and things happen, and contractors bail, or I've had problems, and life happens, you know? Take it with a grain of salt, folks. Take it with a grain of salt, you know? Don't get mad, you know? You'll find the right contractor. Sometimes it's just not meant to be, and things happen and fall apart. Just get back up the next day, dust yourself off, take yourself a time out, take a deep breath, breathe in, and you'll find the right person, and I did. I found a replacement for the roofer. I have tree service coming out tomorrow. I had to move things around tree services because I realized that the height of these trees, way over 100 feet, they're not able to use the standard cherry pickers and things that they would. Way too high on what needs to be removed. So I had to find someone who's licensed and insured. And actually, they'll be doing old school, climbing the trees and using ropes. That's right, ropes. And they are very experienced in doing so. I think I've said this before. So they come out tomorrow, get that taken care of. All the tree limbs, all the stuff over the roof removed. That's a huge sigh of relief. Prior owners should have been pruning trees and taking care of stuff. They didn't do it. I'll leave it there. They have a roofer, which is friends of theirs, coming over tomorrow, look at the roof. And then you figure out with excavation, it's going to have to be hand dug the side of the house. There's a lot of plumbing issues going on, which is making the plumbing system fail. Private owners definitely knew they had a plumbing problem, finding sections of the house where they cut holes to get to the plumbing. It just wasn't done right at all. I don't know who the hell did it. Somebody with a blindfold on, I believe. That's just my opinion. It wasn't done right at all. Still left with the mess. But working with a company, excavation company, and they know they're gonna have to hand dig now because I got all the city and county gas lines going on right underneath what needs to be replaced. So we have to hand dig. That's right, shovel. And not many companies or excavation companies, remodeling companies, whoever you get, will not do that. They wanna use a bobcat or whatever, they just can't on that side of the house. So they agreed they would hand dig and use a shovel. It's just about scheduling. We don't want to, you know, I don't want to cross too many contractors at once. Let's get the first 2 things done, you know. Things are dug, like a little moat to relieve the pressure. They said it's like little geysers, which it was. I said it sounded like snakes in the grass when it rained. No, it's geysers. Little geysers. It's just a lot of hell, a lot of pressure from pipe problems, busted pipes. Pipes not, it's just a mess, goddamn mess. Prior owners left a goddamn mess. No permits or nothing. That's why it's a mess, because they didn't do it the right way. And the city knew it. I knew it too. But just getting things together. But when I talked to the attorney, I agreed, you know what? I'm going to try selling this by moi, myself. No, I don't have a realtor license, but I'm not an idiot, you know? I know this house better than anybody. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm going to try selling it on my own. I'm going to go ahead and draft, you know, everything, the paperwork. I'm going to take it to his office. He's going to look over it. He's going to charge you $3,500. Whoever has the best bid and offer, give them a 1-year home warranty, pay for the warranty. Anything else, they can get it fixed. I'm not putting any more money in it. They can have inspection all they want, whoever buys it. And it's going to be told, I'm not putting any more money in it. I have all the receipts and the money is spent. It's way over what should have been spent in this house. If people who said they were going to help me would have helped me, instead of just telling me whatever I want to hear and wasn't helping me, I wouldn't be in a situation. But I learned to be self-reliant on number one, numero uno, my damn self. So here I am. I'm making progress because I stopped waiting on other people. Say, if you wait on other people and you rely on other people, you're going to be a hell of a disappointed and you're going to get nowhere but waste of time. Wasted valuable, precious time. Be selfish as hell with it. You're right. You only come around the sun and the earth one time. Maybe reincarnated, who knows? I believe it. Because little baby blue definitely is just like baby blue and little blue. and a little bit of crystal blue combined. But once that's done with, I'm going to try selling on my own. I don't see any problem doing so. I just needed the attorney to step in to get the things drafted that I need to. Make sure there's nothing fraudulent going on. I don't have any issues later down the road. Have an attorney look at it. Easy peasy. Sit down with whoever the buyers are, which they really won't have to do anything, but maybe change paint if they want. Paint inside, maybe outside, I don't know. Or really, there's nothing to do left, really, when all said and done. And get it to closing. Take a portion of the proceeds, and it's going towards a new home. Undisclosed address with an alias name, because I don't want the same toxic people who did nothing but cause problems, projection, unhappy, manipulation, fraud, you name it. Okay, I don't want to follow in me, and it's another damn business where I move. It's called privacy, and it's a selfish season. Alias, P.O. box, get it away from where you live. Worst case scenario, someone decides to follow you, get your legal counsel to represent you like I have, and you file a restraining order. It's that easy. Come to property, criminal charges of trespassing. Period. I'm sorry. I may sound mean and harsh, but you have no idea what the hell I've been through for 11 years. That's because I was threatened to shut the hell up. And every time I would try to say something, I was met with more bullshit. I got to read everything. Every damning last word. I don't forgive you. You, 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 you. Heard. Can't give people the rest of your life to apologize when they know they need to. It's arrogance and narcissistic behavior. You know, respect yourself, love yourself enough. Walk away. Period. Dust yourself off. That's right. Dust your shoulders off. Dust your hands off. Get yourself up. Dust your feet off and move on. Period. Take it as a learning lesson. Trust me by saying you'll be able to figure out that kind of manipulative behavior when you run across it from anybody else moving forward now and in your future. And you'll know really quickly what you're dealing with, and you'll shut that door too. And fill your life with good, kind-hearted people, good souls. You know, one bad apple or bad apples doesn't ruin the whole case of apples, okay? Don't take what people do to you. Manipulative, vile, vindictive behavior. Don't take it out on other people. Just because somebody or someone's do things to you doesn't mean the whole world's against you and they're going to do it. You may feel like the whole world's against you. Okay, that's because you're in your feelings. But when you really strip the feelings away and get into a logical sense of being and what the hell happened, you'll think with some common sense and logic and not your heart and not your emotion. Because you can't think with your heart and emotion when somebody really hurts you for long periods of time. And you know what the hell they're doing. Period. And then you get to read every last damning word. And you get a copy. Because that's what legal counsel does. I just wish I would have had legal counsel a long time ago. But you live and learn. And you also realize not all attorneys are bad either. Especially when I had one emailing me trying to manipulate. I remember that years ago. I told him, if you ever contact me again on this email, I'm going to file with the Cincinnati and Ohio Board of Attorneys. That's right, Bar Association. They stopped contacting me. That's because they were being put up to do so. It's called manipulation, trying to silence someone when someone knows what they're doing to you and they figured you out. It's another pattern of narcissistic, damning behavior. Stay the hell away from people like that. They're not good people, good souls. They're not good for you or your life. Move on. Don't look back. Move the hell on. Period. It's the best advice and wisdom I can give anybody. Period. But we'll cut the podcast short. Got a busy day tomorrow. Got contractors out Monday for his company, making sure everything is where it needs to be. July 1st comes, house goes up. I don't anticipate it's going to last less than a week before it's literally sold. And that's the truth. I just have to kind of update things on everything that's been replaced. Make sure I have the legal proper paperwork. Nothing's fraudulent. And everything is legally where it needs to be. When you sell your house on your own, to sit down with an attorney, title company, you know, attorney handles that. Have them look over the contract carefully. Pay them to do so. They'll sit down with both you and the buyers and make sure everything's straight. But just save yourself, what is that, 8% realtors now are making, what, 18,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, depending on how much you're asking for your house. You know, try first. Worst case scenario, you try and you fail. Well, 'tis better to fail than never try at all, because that's a hell of a lot of money to save.